This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Which books do you recommend for Sira? Which book do I recommend for Sira? Well, it depends on what you're looking for. When we were studying the Sira of the Prophet ﷺ with our teachers, they would ask us, when someone wants to connect to the Prophet ﷺ, which books do we recommend to them? And we start shouting out the books that we wanted. In reality, he said, it depends on what you want. If you want to connect to the human level, on a human level to the Prophet ﷺ, then you need to look at books that talk about his noble character, his manners, how he dealt with people. So the book that I recommend is Muhammad ﷺ, As If You See Him by Sheikh Ayad al-Qarni, a beautiful book that summarizes many different classical works. Also, Shamail al-Tirmidhi. Another work that if people want to know how to connect to the Prophet ﷺ as a human being, what he did in his life, where was he born, how he interacted with his community until his passing and the life events, then you need to look at books like Muhammad ﷺ by Martin Lings, and you need to look at The Sealed Nectar and other books which describe the life of the Prophet ﷺ, and also In the Footsteps of the Prophet by Dr. Tariq Ramadan. And if you want to know about the Prophet ﷺ, how to understand his prophethood and to prove his prophethood, then you need to look at books called Dalail al-Nubuwa, or Proving the Prophet ﷺ's Prophethood, by a number of scholars, among them Adil Salahi, and scholars like Imam al-Bayhaqi, which his book has been translated. These are some of the books that I have recommended, but obviously the Sira is a giant ocean, so it depends on what you're looking for.